Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, and on this special episode of Bearing It All with Call Me Adam, I am live on the red carpet at the opening night party of the new original musical, Emojiland. I am talking with the cast and creative team about this exciting new show, so stay tuned.
So we are here at the opening night party of Emojiland with the princess herself, yes. Leslie Margarita. So my first question for you is, what is it like to audition to play an emoji?
You know, Tom Caruso, the director, called me for Nymph a couple years ago, and we had worked together before, and he said, I'm doing a show, Princess Emoji, and I said, in. Like, I didn't even think about it. So once I got the script, I was so thrilled how hysterical and moving and funny it was. So, yeah, I was on board from day one.
That's amazing. The show is incredible. Your performance is very Lady Gaga-esque.
Oh, I love that.
It reminds me of her so much. You did such a great job. So my next question is, if you could assign an emoji to Lady Gaga, what emoji would you assign to her?
Oh, princess.
Yes.
100%.
100%?
100%.
I love it.
Or the sparkles.
Yes.
Like, I worship her, so I'm glad that you said that. I definitely took, and what's so funny is she has pink hair right now.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, took every ounce of, like, inspiration from her.
Yes, I love it.
And J-Lo and Hustlers.
Amazing, amazing. Now, my last question is, if you could reveal anything about yourself that you've never told before, what would you tell me tonight?
And I have to put my left shoe on first. Uh-huh. That's a superstition. No, I mean, I sing poop songs to my dog every day. That might be frightening, but I feel like I'm pretty open.
I think those are both great. Well, we're going to enjoy you in Emoji Land, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
We are here at the opening night of Emoji Land with the prince himself, Josh Lehman.
Hi, Adam.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm well. So what is it like to play an emoji?
Well, it's a lot of fun just being me and making people laugh with Leslie.
Yes.
They've given us free reign to create these roles. I get to be a man baby and be the little brother Leslie never wanted. And it's so much fun. I'm having a ball.
That's wonderful. Now, what's the most challenging part of the show for you?
I don't really have one. Honestly, after 20 years of doing shows, this and prom are the most fun I've ever had on stage. It is like going to laughter camp with my best friends.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Then my last question is going to be, if you could reveal anything about yourself that you have not told in a previous interview, what would you say?
My biggest passion is studying the Holocaust and resistance fighters. I spent 2 weeks in Germany alone over Thanksgiving studying, and that's my hobby.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, everybody listening is going to come see you in Emoji Land.
Yay!
And, we'll be in touch very soon.
Okay, much love.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we are here at opening night of Emoji Land with Anne Harada, who plays the pile of poo emoji.
I certainly do.
So what was it like to audition to play a pile of poo?
I didn't have to audition.
Oh my God, it was an ask. That is the most amazing thing in the world. Totally deserved. So what do you love about playing a pile of poo?
It's completely freeing.
Uh-huh.
There are no preconceived notions about how I have to behave.
Uh-huh.
I feel like her costume is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that it's just so fun.
Yeah.
To be like that particular emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can pretty much do whatever the hell I want. But like her message is so good.
Yes.
That she's sort of like the cheerleader and a positive influence on the lead characters. And I just think it's, it's inspiring, but it's also like, can't take myself too seriously, obviously. You know?
Yes, very true.
And it's a beautiful, like, environment. The world is so interesting and special that they've created that I just feel like, wow, this crazy character just sort of fits right in.
Yes, yes. Now, if you could assign an emoji to Christmas Eve from Avenue Q, what emoji would you assign to her?
Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
Present. Heart.
Yes. So good. As the pile of poo, if you had to pick one event in your life that would be a pile of poo, what would that be?
Oh my God. Well, several auditions that I've been through. The one where I fell down during the dance call. The one where I sang both parts of a duet as my audition. You know, I'm just a dope.
Like, oh my God.
I've done so many dopey things in my life. I would love to go back and do a replay.
Yes. Well, those are amazing stories. Everyone has those moments. So.
I guess so, but... Ooh.
I know. Well, everybody listening is going to come see you in Emoji Land at the Duke on 42nd
Street. I hope you do. I think you will really like it.
So we are here at the opening night of Emoji Land with Laura. Can you pronounce your last name?
Shine.
Now, you play Smiles. You're also one of the co-writers of the show. Yes. So, first of all, what is it like to finally be here on opening night of your show?
It is so wild. 5 years in the making. Here we are.
Oh my
I can't
God.
Believe it.
So what was the hardest part of the show to write?
Huh. That's a great question. You know, honestly, the end of the show. Mm. The final battle between Skull and Nerdface.
Yes.
It used to be a scene up until like essentially a week ago, and we wrote the song in the final hour, turned it into a song. But deciding how it should end, whether Skull should turn to the good side at the end,
yeah.
that was hard to decide. It didn't used to happen that way.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Now, okay, so if you could assign an emoji to your life right now, what emoji would you be giving yourself?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying,
I think I would be...
Yes, the like shock face.
The shock face. Yeah, like,
yes.
I can't even believe what's happening.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, my final question of the night is, if you could reveal anything about yourself that you have never told anybody, what would you tell me tonight?
Oh my God. Oh God, I'm thinking of the most disgusting things. Okay, this is so terrible, but when I was a kid, I used to like, in the morning, I'd like, pick the sleep out of my eye,
uh-huh.
and I'd like put it on the wall in my closet, yeah. and I had like a little collection of like the sleep from my eye. Disgusting. I don't know why that came into my mind, but I've never told anyone that.
That is the most amazing thing ever.
It's disgusting.
It is, but it is the most interesting thing anyone has ever told me. I love it. So we are here at the opening night of Emoji Land,
yes.
with Felicia Boswell. So you play the police officer, and when I saw the show, after the show, you arrested me. But I have gotten out of jail just to come to tonight.
I love it.
So what is it like to play an emoji?
It's so much fun. I mean, it's a lot of joy. It's a lot of laughter. We have an amazing cast as well, so that really helps it. But I never thought I'd be playing an emoji, but it's pretty exciting.
You have a phenomenal voice.
Thank you so much.
I mean, every song you sing is incredible, but you have the one song that, like, I want to say it's the 11 o'clock number. It is heart-wrenching.
Yes.
How do you prepare for that every night?
Well,
I have to tap into some personal things. Mm-hmm. And then when you just think about the weight of actually losing someone that you really love,
yeah.
And that song has its own zip code, I swear, because everybody asked me about it, and I feel very fortunate to be able to tell my story, police officer story, through such a beautiful moment in music,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
I feel purposed by it. I feel like the story really changes, mm-hmm. and it really shows how much heart we have, you know, in our little emoji world.
You were in Motown.
Yes.
So if you had to assign an emoji to your Motown character, what emoji would you assign to her?
Oh my God. First of all, it was Diana Ross.
Yes.
I don't want to say the princess because Diana is not a princess. So if I could marry the princess emoji with the lady dancing.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit of that. And smiles, with the, you know,
yes.
The big smile.
Yes, which she always has.
Soft eyes,
yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, my final question of the night is, if you could reveal anything about yourself that you've not told before, what would you tell me tonight?
I think there's nothing better than kissing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like Audrey Hepburn.
Yes.
There's nothing better than kissing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Cool.
Well, everybody listening is going to come see you in Emoji Land at the Duke. And thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
You're
good
welcome.
To see you.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right. We are here at the opening night of Emoji Land with Georgia Budd, and you play nerd emoji.
Nerd face, baby.
Nerd face, yes. So what made you want to be part of the show?
Well, the director wrote me a very lovely email, Tom Caruso, who's a terrific guy. And he wrote me an email, and he sent me the script, and he said, would you think about this show? And he told me that they'd went to Nymph, and I hadn't heard about it yet. I had heard a little bit about it, but I didn't read into it. And then I read the script that night, and I felt like the tingles already. I had a good feeling about it in my gut, and that was a good sign to me. And I thought it was so well written, and I thought the comedy in it was so sharp.
Yes.
And I look for that a lot when I read something, especially something that's supposed to be comedic.
Mm-hmm.
If the comedy is well written, I know the writers are intelligent.
Mm.
And they're thoughtful about the story. And the story has so much heart.
Yes.
And the characters are so compelling and interesting. And I loved it so much that I said yes without even hearing the music.
That's amazing.
And I heard none of the music until the first table read.
Wow.
Because I didn't want to hear anybody else sing it. I wanted them to introduce any material I was to sing myself.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to hear my new friends sing their songs. And that's how I want to hear about the music in that way.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now what's the most... what's the hardest part to playing nerd face?
The hardest part of the show or like the character itself?
The character. Or the hardest part of the show.
Well, the hardest part like the whole time was the wordiness of my lines. So nerd face has a lot to say.
Yes.
And nerd face is very erudite and articulate. And he actually speaks that way.
Mm.
And that was the trick that actually made me quite nervous, which also made me excited because I like being scared about an opportunity because it doesn't happen that much. But I'm like, oh my God, will I be able to execute this in the way that I believe it should be?
Mm.
And I wanted Nerdface to sound like he speaks this way. He had to. It couldn't sound labored. It couldn't sound like he was putting something on.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't sound like he was trying to sound smart. He just talks really fast and talks with a lot of big words and the thoughtful stuff. And that's how he translates like really small emotions or really small things into a beautifully articulate way. So I worked very hard, and I'd sit with one of our wonderful assistants, Olivier, who would sit with me every day, and we'd go through the whole script when I wasn't working, and we'd do all my lines, and he'd drill with me, drill.
God.
So that it was natural sounding.
Yes.
And so that still makes me nervous, but I feel a little bit better about it.
Yes. Well, it is very natural sounding. I would never think that you would get nervous for it.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome. Now, my last two questions are, you were in a band's visit prior to this. So if you had to assign an emoji to your character in a band's visit, what emoji would you assign?
Oh, I bet my character in band's visit was named Kamel, and he was the one who came up upon like Adam Cantor's character, the telephone man, to try and use the phone without realizing that Adam Cantor's character is like out of his mind. Or whatever Adam chooses to describe his character as. But I'd say Kamel from the band's visit would be like the face emoji with just the eyes and no mouth.
Oh,
this is like,
yes.
And that kind of represents like a lot's going on inside, and he's kind of shocked and horrified, but he doesn't put it into words. He's kind of just like, get me the hell out of here.
I love that. I love that. All right, and final question is, if you could reveal anything about yourself that you have not told previously, what would you tell me?
I guess one thing that, like, I talked to some other cast members, they think I guess they think I'm very confident, which I think I am, but I'm terribly nervous. Like, about the, like, I'm nervous before I go on stage. Even if I am confident and I do all the work, I still get very nervous. And I'm glad about that, because that means, I feel like I'm still excited about
it.
So, I don't know. Maybe that's something.
That's wonderful. Well, everybody listening is going to come see you in Emoji Land.
Please do. We'd love to have you there.
Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, Adam.
So we are here at the opening night of Emoji Land with Lucas Steele. How are you?
My buddy Adam.
Yes. So you play Skull in the show.
Yes.
What is the most challenging part for you in playing that role?
Well, I think Skull's very isolated. I don't really have much time on stage with anyone but George.
Yes.
Who is a great scene partner, so I'm so happy to have him as my main kind of journey. But I think it's the whole vibe of when I am out on stage is very different than the rest of the piece.
Yes.
And sort of being okay with that is its own set of challenges.
Yeah.
And then I will say, you know, the makeup and the costume, which is all super cool. Skull looks so effing cool. But it's a chunk of time.
Yeah, I'm sure. How long did it take you to get ready?
It takes me about an hour and a half to get ready, and it takes me about an hour to get out of all of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Now, if you could, now if you could assign an emoji to your character in Great Comet, what emoji would you assign to him?
I think fire. Everyone always used to put, you know, the fire flame for Anatole is fire flame. So yeah,
I love it.
The fire flame.
I love it. Well, you are being called for the cast photo, so everybody listening is going to come see you in Emoji Land at the Duke.
I hope so.
Yes.
It's good to see you.
Awesome. Good to see you. Thank you.
I am playing Sunny, smiling face with sunglasses, and my name is Jacob Dickey.
Yes, and we are here with you at the opening night of Emoji Land. So what made you want to be part of this show?
I mean, it was a quick process for me. I kind of heard about it and then got in the auditions and was part of it. But it was just an exciting prospect of an original musical, and it is it's a mystery, kind of, like, what could the Emoji musical be about?
Yes.
And it's a very pleasant surprise when you find out what it is.
Yes, yes. Now, your character goes through a range of how should I describe it without giving too much away? He's very kind at the beginning. He's a little deceptive in the middle.
Sure.
And in the end, there's some, I think, remorse and whatnot.
Yeah.
So how do you every night prepare for that arc?
I kind of just allow it to happen, honestly. It's really beautifully written for Sunny, how he comes in and out and how he grows and how he changes. And it's almost given to me, which I feel very lucky to be as an actor, that I don't have to do so much work to find who this character is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does go through a lot, and it's nice to see his progression.
Yes, it is. It is. Okay, so you were in Aladdin on Broadway.
I was,
so if you had to assign an emoji to Aladdin, what emoji would you make him?
To Aladdin?
Yeah.
My first thing was the rat, but that's not really true. It's a street rat that made me think of that.
Yeah.
I think I would do winky face.
Oh, yes.
Definitely winky face.
And my final question of the night is, if you could reveal anything about yourself that you have not told in a previous interview, what would you tell me?
What would I tell you? I mean, I don't tell a lot of people this, but I did have full jaw surgery when I was 22 that reconstructed my face.
Oh my God.
So that's a wild bit of information.
That is.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, it looks great.
Thank you. It worked.
Well done. And everybody listening, come see Jacob in Emoji Land.
Yes, please.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we are here at the opening night of Emoji Land.
Hey, hey.
With...
Yes, I'm Jordan Five Hunt, and I play Man Dancing.
So what made you want to audition for the show?
Well, I thought it was really interesting, first of all, that there would even be a musical about emojis. But also, like, what kind of world would that be? Like, what would the dancing be like? What would the songs be like? What would the story be like? I was just very curious.
Well, you're a fantastic dancer.
Thank you.
And you really stand out in every scene that you're in.
Thank you.
So what has been the hardest part for you in learning this role?
Well, I am very busy in the show. I'm either on stage or I'm changing my clothes to come back on stage.
Yes.
So one of the hardest parts was just figuring out like what my backstage life was going to be so that I could do what was having, you know, I could have fun on stage,
yes,
you know?
Yes. So you were in A Chorus Line, the revival tour.
I was, yes.
Who did you play?
So I played Headband.
Okay.
Headband, Get to Keep Your Head Up.
Yes.
That was me. And then I also covered Paul, Mark, and Larry.
Okay.
And I was actually on as Mark for a while on the
tour.
So
if you had to assign an emoji to Mark, what emoji would you assign to him?
Probably like the face palm.
Yes. I love
face
it.
Palm emoji.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. And my last question of the night is, if you could reveal anything about yourself that you have not told in a previous interview, what would you tell me?
I would tell you that my mom is here tonight for opening, and that she makes the best homemade pesto sauce of anyone in the world, and I dare anyone's mom to challenge that.
Oh, wow. Well, I love pesto sauce.
Me too.
So maybe she could send me some.
Okay.
And I'll do a taste test.
Perfect.
All right, I love it. Well, everybody listening is gonna come see you in Emoji Land at the Duke. All right, we are here at the opening night of Emoji Lab.
Hello, 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 hello.
With Max Crumb.
Yes.
So you play Man in Business Suit Levitating.
Yes, or Mibzle.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
So what is the hardest part of playing Man in Business Suit Levitating?
Well, it's definitely being on a hoverboard the entire show. This is a possible death machine, but I had to get good at it. So
yes.
I had to learn day one. And I nailed, so I'm very excited about my hoverboard skills, and that's it. So the hoverboard I love it.
Okay, so now, what made you want to audition for the show?
Well, I know the director, Tom, and I've worked with him a couple other times. He called me up, asked if I wanted to be a part of it, and I jump at the opportunity to work with this man and Leslie Margarita and Josh Lehman. So I was like, 100%, I want to be a part of this.
I love
you
it.
Know, I was free, and I was like, yes.
Okay, now, if you had to assign an emoji to Danny in Greece, what emoji would you give to him?
Probably like worry face. You know, because the whole time he's like, ooh, trying to hide everything from Sandy. Maybe that and like the eggplant emoji.
Yes, I love it. All right, my final question of the night is, if you could reveal anything about yourself that you have not told before, what would you tell me?
I probably told people this, but I'm Mexican.
Uh-huh. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
There we go. I'm Latino.
I love it. Well, everybody listening to this interview is coming to see you in Emoji Land.
Yes.
At the Duke.
Yay.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you
for coming.
So much. You're welcome.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's had him. Adam lives for the business of show. CallMeAdam.com.
Thanks for listening. For more Call Me Adam interviews, visit callmeadam.com and follow me on social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at callmeadamnyc.
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities. And I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview. Sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.